Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Welcome to I've Heard That Song Before, and this is our final show for the year 2021. And of course, we will be back next week and next year with the first show of 2022. But first, we're going to celebrate another year of wonderful music from days gone by. And our final show for the year has become a bit of a tradition. We listen to small jazz groups from the 30s. Through to the 1940s, and we may even have one from the 1950s. We started out with a very fine group playing for the Commodore label. The group was led by trumpeter Wild Bill Davidson, and his group was called the Commodores, after the label, I imagine. They recorded the song that they brought us, which was A Monday Date, written by Earl Hines, in 1945. And a very fine lineup: Wild Bill Davidson on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Vernon Brown on trombone, Eddie Condon, who is so often with these small groups, on guitar, a very fine piano from Gene Schroeder, Bob Casey on bass, and some pretty spirited drumming from Danny Alvin. Well, they're the first of our small groups today, and as I say, most of the songs that we'll hear this morning were recorded for the independent labels. There's some very, very fine jazz artists joining us today in a kind of a mix and match. Whoever was in town was invited to one or more of these sessions, so you'll hear many of the musicians in different lineups this morning. Next, we're going to go to 1938, to Bud Freeman and his gang. Bud Freeman, one of the great tenor sax players and a very, very frequent visitor to the show. He's joined in this particular recording by Bobby Hackett on cornet. The song is written by Milt Gabler, who is actually the founder of the Commodore label, so this is recorded for that label. The song is called Life Spears a Jitterbug. I'm not quite sure where that title came from, but it's a lively one anyway. Joining Bud and Bobby will be Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Dave Matthews on alto sax, Eddie Condon again on guitar, Jess Stacy on piano, Artie Shapiro on bass, and we'll hear Marty Marsala on drums. Now we'll move forward to 1944 to a very fine pianist, Johnny Guarnieri. He had a very sophisticated style and a very broad range. He could play just about anything, any kind of piano style. And always fun to listen to is Johnny. He's joined on this one by Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Hank D'Amico on clarinet, Lester Young, tenor sax, Dexter Hall guitar, Billy Taylor on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. The song they'll bring us, as I said, recorded in 1944, These Foolish Things. And that was written by Jack Strachey, Harry Link, and Eric Matchwitz. And we'll stay in that year for another fine pianist. We have a lot of wonderful pianists for you this morning. This is Joe Bushkin and his sextet. They're joining us this morning with a song written by George and Ira Gershwin. Very famous number, a standard, in fact, Oh Lady Be Good. Joe is joined by the trumpet of Ernie Figueroa, Bill Harris on trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Sid Weiss on bass, and Spex Powell on drums. And that will be Joe Bushkin and his sextet. And we'll start with Bud Freeman and his gang, 1938, Life Spears a Jitterbug. Thank you. You've just been listening to Joe Bushkin and his sextet from 1944 with the George and Ira Gershwin composition, Oh Lady, Be Good. Before them, we heard from Johnny Guarnieri and his swing men, including a fine trumpet from Billy Butterfield and Lester Young on tenor sax there. These Foolish Things was the song that they brought us. And we started out in 1938, Bud Freeman and his gang, Life Spears a Jitterbug. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. As I mentioned, this is our final show for the year before we begin another year of great music, popular music and jazz in 2022. We usually celebrate it, and this year is no exception, by featuring some of the small jazz groups who were around in the 30s, 40s and into the 50s. And we're going to go now to 1939 and to another group led by a pianist. And we've already heard from the pianist, Jess Stacy, one of the very fine ones around at the time. And he has a group called Jess Stacy and His All-Stars. And again, here we're going to hear some familiar names. Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Irving Frazola on clarinet, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Les Jenkins on trombone, Sid Weiss on bass, and Don Cart on drums. A few there are alumni of the Bob Crosby Orchestra, I believe. The song was written by Jimmy McHugh and Clarence Gaskell, and it's called I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. Jess Stacy and His All-Stars from 1939. Then to 1945 to a fine tenor sax player called Corky Corcoran. And the song he will bring us, along with his friends, he wrote himself, Corky Corcoran. It's called You Know It. And Corky is joined by Emmett Berry on trumpet, Willie Smith on alto sax, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Alan Royce on guitar, Ed Michalik on bass, and Nick Fatool on drums. And then we're going to hear from a group led by one of my favorite trumpeters, Max Kaminski. This is Max Kaminski and his jazz band. And the recording is from 1944, and the song is called Eccentric, which is an unusual name for a song. J. Russell Robinson wrote the tune, and Max is joined by fine lineup, Rod Kless on clarinet, Frank Orchard on trombone, once again, Eddie Condon on guitar. Joining them on the piano is James P. Johnson, Bob Casey on bass, and some fabulous drumming from George Wetling. Max Kaminski and friends with Eccentric. And we'll start with Jess Stacy and His All-Stars from 1949. I Can't Believe You're In Love With Me. Thank you. You just heard from Max Kaminski and his jazz band from 1944, and the song was called Eccentric, written by J. Russell Robinson. Corky Corcoran and friends joined us with a recording from 1945, written by Corky himself, and the song was called You Know It. And we started out with Jess Stacy and his all-stars, including Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Irving Fazola on clarinet, and the song, I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and we are joining you today with our final show of the year, 2021. Of course, as I said, we'll be back next week with our first show of 2022. As our final show of the year, we traditionally play small jazz groups from the independent labels and others from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and today is no exception. And we're going to move now to 1953 to a particularly fine group and a wonderful jazz standard. And this has to be one of my favorite recordings. The song was written by Fats Waller and Andy Razzaf and Harry Brooks, and it's called Black and Blue. And my favorite recording of this particular song has got to be the one made in 1953 by Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jazzmen. Sidney on soprano sax, Jonah Jones on trumpet, Jimmy Archer on trombone, Buddy Weed on a delightful piano, Walter Page on bass, and Johnny Blowers on drums. And that will be Black and Blue from 1953, Sidney Bechet and friends. Then back a couple of decades to 1935, and we're going to hear from the trumpet of Bunny Berrigan. And the song is one written by Al Jolson and Buddy DeSilva called Keep Smiling at Trouble. And Bunny is joined by, Bud Freeman again on tenor sax, Claude Thornhill on piano, once again Eddie Condon on guitar, Gretchen Moncour on bass, and we will hear from, again, wonderful drums of Cozy Cole. Then to 1940. Now, we've heard a lot from Eddie Condon today. We're now going to hear from a group that is he led himself. It's called Eddie Condon and His Band. The song is called Georgia Grind. It was written by Spencer Williams. And joining Eddie, we're going to hear trumpet from Marty Marsala, a clarinet from Pee Wee Russell, George Bruni's on trumpet, a piano, pretty fancy piano here from Fats Waller, Artie Shapiro on bass, and George Wetling on drums. And three wonderful recordings, and we will start now with Sidney Bechet and Jonah Jones, Black and Blue from 1953.
Thank you.
You just heard from Eddie Condon and his band, with the trumpet of Marty Marsala and a clarinet from Pee Wee Russell, as well as a fine piano from Fats Waller. Spencer Williams wrote it, and it was Georgia Grind from 1940. Bunny Berrigan and Friends joined us from 1935 with a composition by Al Jolson and Buddy DeSilva called Keep Smiling at Trouble. And we started out with the legendary Sidney Bechet and Jonah Jones, 1953, a Fats Waller composition, Black and Blue. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa with our final show of the year. And it's small jazz groups and some wonderful artists from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And now we will go to 1939 to a really fun trumpeter, Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers. Always sounds like he's having a wonderful time, which I guess he probably was. And Muggsy and his Ragtimers are going to bring us a jazz classic this morning, written by Joe Oliver, Louis Armstrong, Dippermouth Blues. And Muggsy, as I said, is joining us with his cornet this morning. Bob Casey on bass, Joe Bushkin on piano, Rod Kless on clarinet, George Bruni's trombone, Bernie Billings on tenor sax, and Don Carter on drums. And then we'll go back to 1936 to a pianist that I'm particularly fond of, and if you listen to the show, you've probably noticed that over the years, Teddy Wilson. Oh, the quintessential swing pianist, he's always called, and he really was. Made many, many recordings in the 30s for the Brunswick label. This is one of them. And again, he is now joined by Jonah Jones on trumpet. This is actually a pretty nice lineup. Well, they're all nice lineups today, but this one has a whole bunch of interesting players. Johnny Hodges on alto sax. Harry Carney on baritone sax. Teddy Wilson on piano. Lawrence Lucy on guitar. John Kirby on bass. And once again, wonderful Cozy Cole on drums. The song was written by J. Fred Coots and Benny Davis, and it's called Why Do I Lie to Myself About You? And that's Teddy Wilson and Friends from 1936. And then we'll go forward to 1940 to a group led by a drummer we've heard a bit from today, and one of the best of the many wonderful drummers around at the time, and that's George Wetling. Well, he had a group that made many recordings for the independent labels, and this is one of them. It's actually from January the 16th, 1940. The song is Bugle Call Rag, written by Billy Myers, Jack Pettis, and Elmer Sherbel. And George is joined by the trumpet of Charlie Teagarden, Floyd O'Brien on trombone, Danny Polo on clarinet, Joe Marsala on tenor sax, Jess Stacy is with us again on piano, Jack Bland on guitar, and Artie Shapiro's on bass. And George Wetling, of course, is on drums. And we'll start with Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers, Dippermouth Blues. Thank you. Well, we're coming to the end of our show today and the end of our music for 2021. Thanks so much for joining me throughout the year, and I do hope you enjoyed all the music I was able to bring you. And I can vouch for the fact that we will have lots more for you starting next week and next year. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining you in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me again next year for more music from days gone by. And I would like to wish each and every one of you a very, very happy new year and a wonderful 2022. This is a song that's associated with the time of year. It's brought to us by Don Redman and his orchestra. A traditional tune, Auld Lang Syne. Here's Don Redman.
From 11.